Affirmative action policies are policies that are put in place to help the people who need help or the less fortunate people. And there are positive things when they actually help people and they don't hurt others. For example, they hurt others when they take away chances from the people who worked for it. Affirmative action policies should benefit people who are disabled, both mentally and physically. They should help people who have conditions that make life more inconvenient for them than normal people. The amount of affirmative action policy help one should get should depend on how much their condition makes it inconvenient for them. So, for example, if someone just has some stomach problems that don't happen very often, then they should get little to no affirmative action help. And if someone has financial problems, maybe they should get some help. But if someone has mentally and physical disabilities, they make their lives very inconvenient, so they should get a lot of help. The point is, maybe affirmative help should be split into levels. So the more inconvenient your issues make your life, the more help maybe you should get. When people or governments want to apply affirmative action policies, they often look at things such as quotas and special recruitment programs or special training programs. I think that things like quotas and special treatment is unacceptable. Quotas, because if you hire a number of people based on their race, but they are not the best fit for the work environment or the people around, then it will hurt everyone. It will hurt the people that these policies are supposed to help, because they might get looked down on and they won't be treated with the same respect and they might not be able to contribute. And it hurts the others because, well, the people who get in might not be as good as the others. They might cause issues because they don't know how to do things. And special treatment, like some people get extra points in test scores, or some people get higher priority because of their race, for example. It also has the same issue. It hurts them. It also hurts the people around them. I think that special training and development is acceptable, because if they need help, we can try and train them and develop them. And if they're good enough, then they could do what they want to do. And I also think that special procurement is good, because it would not take a lot of effort, and the money and the goods the people who we're helping receive are partially owned by them. In conclusion, I don't think affirmative action policies are a terrible idea. Just a lot of them are just badly implemented. They sometimes do not fix a problem. They do not help the people they're supposed to help, but hurt them, not only them, but also hurts others. So affirmative action policies should not be removed. They should be improved if they're going to stay.